Week 1, Tuesday, Lords. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Begin again, the call comes from the sky, when light returns, as if another day will not see one more failure. Find a way to climb back to the road, another try at seeking Archimedes' footing, high above to move the world. What can I say to folly vast as this? How can it pay to sweat and swink for nothing till I die? Do you suppose he asked this at his fall, when soldiers whipped him to his feet again? What did it profit him to toss his life aside like that? His journey is the knife that cuts the fat that makes us think like men. His failure saved us humans, that is all. Master, you have showered blessings on your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. Psalm 85. Yahweh, you have favored your land. You brought back Jacob from captivity. You forgave the wrong your people had done and covered over all their sins. You sent away all your anger and turned from the fury of your rage. Then please restore us now, God of our rescue, and let your anger come to a final end. Would you be angry forever? Would you continue your wrath down to every generation? No, would you not bring us back to life again and let your people find their happiness in you? Please, Yahweh, show us your mercy and bestow your protection upon us. I will listen to what my God Yahweh says, because he will speak of peace for his people, his sacred ones. But they must not turn back to their foolishness. Yes, his protection is there for those who hold him in awe, so that his glory will have its home in our land. Mercy and truth have become friends. Virtue and peace have kissed. Truth will spring out of the earth, and honesty look down from the sky. Yes, Yahweh will do good for us, and our land will yield its harvests. Virtue will go before him, and will make his footsteps our path. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you have showered blessings on your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. Praise the Eternal King in everything you do. Song, Tobit 13, 1-8. Blessed be God who lives forever, as does his kingdom, because he whips us and then has mercy. He drags us down to death and leads us back, and no one can escape from his hand. Acknowledge him, children of Israel, before the Gentiles, because he has scattered us among them. Show there his greatness. Lift him up to the skies before every living thing, because he is our master, our God, and our Father through all the ages of ages. He whips us for the wrongs we do, but then has mercy again and will gather us back from among the Gentiles where he has scattered us. And if you turn to him with your whole heart and with all your soul to do in his presence what is right, then he will turn back to you and not hide his face from you. And you will see what he does with you, and will bless the master of virtue, and show how high is the kingdom that rules the ages. And I, in the land of my shame, will acknowledge him, and will reveal his strength and his magnificence to a sinful nation. Turn back, sinners, and act virtuously in his presence, and who knows, he may accept you and have mercy upon you. I will tell how high my God is, and my soul will declare the greatness of his kingdom, and I will find my joy in his magnificence. Everyone should speak of this and acknowledge him in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Praise the Eternal King in everything you do. Loyal hearts are to praise the Master. Psalm 33. Find your happiness in Yahweh, virtuous people, because praise from honest mouths is beautiful. Take a harp and sing to Yahweh's glory. Accompany yourself on a 10-stringed lyre and compose a brand new song to him, playing a loud and joyous tune. Because what Yahweh says is right, and everything he does is true. He loves virtue and honesty, and the earth is full of Yahweh's goodness. At a word from him, the heavens came to be, and all the vast army of stars, by the breath from his mouth. He collected the oceans into one mass, and dug its deep bed to store it. The whole earth should hold Yahweh in awe, and everyone who lives there fear and respect him, because he did nothing but speak, and it all came to be. At his command, there it was, fixed and solid. Yahweh thwarts the schemes of the Gentiles and brings plans to nothing, but Yahweh's designs stand forever, and the plans in his heart last through all the generations. It is a blessing for a nation to have Yahweh as its God, to be the people he chose for his heirs. Because Yahweh looks down from heaven and sees all the human beings below him, he gazes down from where he lives upon all the earth's inhabitants and shapes their hearts one by one as he ponders everything they do. Kings are not saved by the size of their armies, and warriors' strength does not set them free. Horses are worthless to trust for protection. They will not save anyone despite their power. No, Yahweh's eyes are on those who respect him, on those whose hope is in his mercy, to keep them free from death and to preserve their lives from famine. Our souls are waiting for Yahweh, who is our help and our shield, and it is in him our hearts find their joy, because we have put our trust in his holy name. Please, Yahweh, shower your mercy upon us to the degree we place our hopes in you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Loyal hearts are to praise the Master. Reading, Romans 13, 11-13. Now is the time for you to wake up out of your sleep, because our rescue is closer now than when we began to believe. The night is practically gone, and day is about to dawn. And so we should get rid of what is done in darkness and dress ourselves in the armor of light. We ought to behave decently as we would during the day. My God is at my side. All my trust is in him. My God is at my side. All my trust is in him. I find refuge in him, and I am completely free. All my trust is in him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My God is at my side. All my trust is in him. God has produced a mighty Savior for us, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us, to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God has produced a mighty Savior for us, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. We all have a calling from heaven under our Prince, the High Priest. And so let us praise him with shouts of joy, Master, our King, and our Savior. Omnipotent King, since through our baptismal bath you bestowed on us a royal priesthood, please inspire us to offer you a continual sacrifice of praise, Master, our King, and our Savior. Please help us keep your commandments so that through the power of the Holy Spirit we will live in you as you live in us, Master, our King, and our Savior. Please give us your eternal wisdom to be with us today and guide us, Master, our King, and our Savior. May our companions be freed from suffering and filled with joy, Master, our King, and our Savior. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask today, Master, our King, and our Savior. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God, our Father, please listen to our morning prayer, and let the radiance of your love scatter the darkness in our hearts. Since the light of heaven's love has restored us to life, please free us from the desires that belong to darkness. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you and the Holy Spirit, as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.